Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Na, 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 na. Here we are on a Monday. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. First break on a Monday morning. We talk about the weekend. Every single muscle of my body is sore.
Why? What did you do?
It's not just the hustle and bustle. It's the 9-foot Christmas tree I put up on Saturday and the 8-foot Christmas tree at my mom's house that I put up yesterday.
Oh, yes. Now, tell me, is the blessed family on the front porch in Wilkes-Barre?
Oh, yeah.
Or are they in the yard?
On the porch. We did that last weekend.
This weekend
is the tree. And my mom is all excited. And we got it all done. And I whispered to my little brother, "Do you smell something burning?"
Oh, God.
And he looks at me and he goes, "What? Like, no, don't screw around with this stuff now." I was like, "No, really. Do you smell something burning?" He's like, "Maybe it's that stupid crock pot she's got in the kitchen full of stew."
Oh, no.
Right about then, poof, the whole tree goes out.
Shut up. No way.
And I'm like, no. Like 3 hours work. It was
all the lights.
Miserable. I did not get home until about 10 o'clock last night.
Oh, my gosh, Tom.
I'm crushed. I'm absolutely crushed. Everything went well at my house with the 9-foot tree, but my mom with those old, what are they called? C7s or C, those lights that
they
should
get
be
hot.
Yeah, and evidently so did the wall in the house, and so did the whole poof, done.
Oh, my goodness. Did you go out and get different lights?
I'm like, well, we've been trying to talk mom into LED lighting now for about a decade, I guess, as long as it's been around. She keeps saying, "No, this is what we've always had, and this is what your father liked." Your father's dead now. Thanks for reminding me, Mom. And this, no. We're going to put these up. So, yeah. So how to rewire the tree, make sure the breaker box is okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, this is just miserable. But it's the most wonderful time of the year.
And it is.
Two beautiful Christmas trees. I'll keep my fingers crossed to my mama's that it doesn't burn the house down. And I see you were making cookies this weekend. But, well, first, tell me about your weekend before we talk about what happened this morning.
Okay. Well, all I did was make Christmas cookies this weekend.
That's
so
cool.
Made 10 different kinds of cookies. Woo-hoo! Along with some dark chocolate truffles. Mm. And then I found these adorable little containers and like goodie bags so that I can drive around, which is my plan this coming Saturday after I hang out at Blaze Alexander Ford.
Okay.
I'm going to deliver these Christmas cookies to people that I normally would see.
Yes.
At my holiday parties and all that stuff. Nope, I'm just going to take a drive. Mm-hmm. I think the husband's going to come and meet me.
Oh, that's cool.
And we will go and deliver some cookies to our friends and family.
Because it is a weird kind of year. You can't clink Christmas mugs. You can't have a wassail bowl. Just drop them off on the porch, right?
Exactly. And there are a select few that will also receive some libations, if you will.
Hopefully,
that may or may not have been a brewing in the basement for the past 2 to 3 months.
Corey's your people. You know what she's talking about. The rest of us are like, what? But hey, we know. We know. So I don't know if I'm on the naughty or the nice list, but hopefully I'm on the VIP list when it comes to beverage.
You're the VIP. You're the original VIP, Tom. Yeah.
All right. Well, we had a busy weekend, the two of us. That's what it sounds like. Now, on to this morning, or should we save this story? Because I've never heard of this happening to anyone.
I need to double check the carpet for shards of glass. That's
yes.
All I'll say right now. We'll tell the story because it literally happened right before the show started. I'm glad that the laptop is okay that belongs to 94KX.
It happened, friends, it happened at about 5:58, like she said. It was all ready to go when let's just say, the roof came down. I don't know.
Indeed it did.
We'll talk about it coming up.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Happy Monday. 94KX. Ooh, I don't wanna know that, baby.
The week starting off with a bang. Tom and Laura in the morning. That wasn't funny. It wasn't. But when are we going to decide if this was funny, Laura?
Just give me a second to find a replacement for it. Okay. Which I can't. At least online.
Oh, you're looking online. All right, the show started.
Go into a store.
Ooh, the show started with a bang this morning with Laura. Tell them what happened.
The light fixture cover. So I have a ceiling fan above my kitchen table that has a light attached, has one of those glass globes over top of it. Mm-hmm. It decided to no longer live there and came crashing down on top of my kitchen table, me and the dogs.
Glass everywhere.
Yes. Yes, that happened about 5:58 a.m.
Now, I would imagine this is a scary event no matter what time of the day it happens, but at 5:58 in the morning, when you're hardly awake, it must be like, the world is coming to an end.
It really was, and to give the husband credit, he did come rushing right out and was like, what are you doing? I go, I don't know.
Way to go, Keith, though, on the rescue.
He did. He helped me clean up, took the dogs out so that they wouldn't get anything in their paws, like move them out of the room.
Right.
And swept up. I have all the pieces. I'm looking at it, though. The screws are, like, everything is fine. We haven't touched that since it was installed.
Right. So you think, when was it installed? Like a long time ago? Like you've been living there, what, a year now? Something like that?
2 years.
2 years now? Okay.
So they were installed about a year and a half ago, give or take.
Okay.
And they're LEDs, so there's no reason to remove this glass cover that goes over the LED light bulbs.
So you think the little screws like work themselves loose from vibration or something?
Something. Oh my gosh. I just can't believe that fell this morning. And I mean, it is cracked.
Well, first of all, thank goodness he didn't get hurt and the puppies didn't get hurt.
Yes, and nobody has any glass in their paws or anything. The kitty cats definitely were scared and scattered.
Wow. Second of all, let's make sure it doesn't happen again somehow. Because I don't know if you get lucky twice with that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so I like the look of these ceiling fans. So I actually have two additional ones, which when we're done this morning, I'm going to double check the status of the light fixture covering on the one that's in the kitchen, and which I can see from here. And then also the one that is in the guest bedroom.
Yes, check them, please. Wow. Could have been a lot worse. That's what people always say in this situation.
So random. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, news coming up. Allie Stevens in for Mark, who's out trying to shoot something again, I guess. Rob, the Sports Center has interesting NFL this weekend. A snowstorm is on the way, Laura, for Wednesday. Steve talks about that.
Am I allowed to say that I'm excited?
I kind of feel like the movie Elf. Yeah, I'm kind of excited, too.
And that's like... Oh, like Wednesday into Thursday? Thursday's 1 week until Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Could we have a white Christmas?
It's a possibility, especially when you're talking about up to a foot of snow, maybe more. We'll talk about it. Tom and Laura in the morning.
Please, 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 please.
94 Although, Kicks. Hey, it's Jay. Wait just a minute. It's Monday morning. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. We talked about this Friday. Hanukkah is underway. Christmas is closer. And today, Laura, is the first day of Festivus.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Yes, and we all know how Festivus begins.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances.
There you go. So,
do you have grievances you'd like to air before the feats of strength?
I don't know. What do you think? Do you think we should air our Festivus grievances this morning?
I don't necessarily have any grievances other than the fact that my light broke on top of my head this morning.
Well, that could be, like, grievance is such a tough word. Could it just be things that are annoying you?
I mean, isn't it also a legal term? Like, you can file a grievance,
yes, you
against
can.
Someone.
Yes.
So, is there anything? Do we want to take it that far? Or are we just going to complain a teeny tiny bit at 6:49 a.m.?
I think we're going to allow people on a Monday morning to complain just a little tiny bit this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And we'll call it the official...
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances.
I just love the way he said that.
Here's the thing. The tradition of Festivus beginning with the airing of grievances, I'd say, hey, let's post this on the 94KX Facebook page. But recently, some of the comments we've been receiving are so stinking scary that I don't want to.
Perfect point.
I don't want to.
If we tell people to air their grievances, they might have one with us. Yeah.
I mean, that's cool. You know what I mean? Mm. To each their own. Everyone has an opinion. But,
All right.
Yeah, I don't know if I want that on social media.
Let's just leave that alone. News coming up next. Allie's got that in for Mark. Rob the Sports Center with the sports. Steve with the snowstorm coming. Also coming next hour, Conan talks science with the late night soundbite. And the Quarantunes are back and they're rocking around the Christmas tree. It's a pretty cool
walking
setup.
Around the Christmas tree.
Yep, except we're waiting around. We're waiting around for the vaccine.
Perfect.
It's on the way. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
That bittersweet pill known as Monday morning. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. No matter how bad your day is starting, think you could be like Laura and have a ceiling fan fall on your head today. So it could be worse.
It really could be worse. And actually, the entire ceiling fan could have come down, but it didn't. It was just the glass light fixture portion, so I'm going to call the win.
There it is. You got the win, my dear. Monday morning, one day closer to Christmas. Are you rocking around the Christmas tree yet?
Of course.
How about the Quarantunes? And they're waiting around for the vaccine.
Waiting around for the new vaccine. It'll be here any day.
Any day now.
Coming our way in a frozen sleigh at minus 100 degrees.
A frozen sleigh?
We waited too long to get it wrong. In the new year, we'll be free.
Yes.
So don't go under the mistletoe, have a healthy holiday. You will get a peaceful, easy feeling when you see that needle going in your arm to keep you from getting COVID-19. Or waiting around for the new vaccine, it'll be here any day. So don't go under the
mistletoe, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just wait around for the vaccine. Your thoughts?
I think it's great. I'm waiting for it.
Waiting.
Everyone's waiting for it.
For the vaccine. There's already conspiracy theories on it. I don't even want to get into it. I don't. I mean, what is wrong with our country nowadays? We can't do anything right. As soon as something good happens and it's, oh, no, you don't.
I hate people.
I never thought I'd hear you say that. It's Christmas time.
Sometimes, I just, actually, correction, I'm disappointed in people.
There you go. So does this count as a Festivus grievance?
Yes, it does.
There it is. On the way, Conan O'Brien talks about science and how it could sometimes have strange timing. Birthday buddies and your chance to shop in downtown Lewisburg at the All About Me boutique.
Ooh, one of my favorite spots.
It's on the way. Stay with us.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Have you ever wondered what the soup Nazi from Seinfeld is up to these days? Well, apparently he's making over six figures on Cameo, the service where fans can pay celebrities to record short, personalized messages. The CEO of Cameo says the soup Nazi, aka actor Larry Thomas, is Cameo gold because of the sense of nostalgia he inspires. He isn't the only one making bank on Cameo. Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office, is on track to take home $1 million from Cameo bookings this year alone. He currently charges $195 per video, and Larry charges $80. Nice work if you can get it. Disney announced a slew of new projects during an Investors Day presentation late last week. Among the hot news, Indiana Jones 5 is happening with Harrison Ford back in the title role. It's due in theaters in July of 2022. Also, there are 10 new Star Wars series and 10 new Marvel series coming to Disney Plus in the coming years. Star Wars shows include Lando, based on the character Lando Calrissian. There's no word yet on whether Donald Glover or Billy Dee Williams will be involved. Even though you may already know Ewan McGregor is starring in an Obi-Wan series, it was revealed that Hayden Christensen will return to play Darth Vader in what Lucasfilm is calling the rematch of the century. And it was another very dismal week at the nation's box office. The Croods: A New Age held on to the top spot with $3 million. Half Brothers was second with $290,000. Freaky came in third with $315,000. The War with Grandpa was fourth with $267,000. And All My Life rounds out to top five with $215,000. Of course, Pennsylvania's movie theaters are closed for at least the next 3 weeks, so I'll be back on Friday with a review of a movie that you can stream from the safety of your own home. See you then.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Box office numbers are down. Television numbers are up. I think that's a lot because of you, Laura. That binge watching you and Keitho do with popcorn every Friday and Saturday.
We don't. Actually, we didn't. Although we did watch The Mandalorian last night, which, oh my God, if anybody listening out there, I need somebody to talk to about that. It's so good. It's so good.
Well, what do you think about 10 new series coming from Marvel and like a bunch of them are Star Wars things? What do you think?
I'm here for it. Here for it. Yeah.
All right. The official opinion from Laura. I like that. News is coming up next. Allie's got the news for Mark, who's doing some Star Wars fighting of his own in the woods. What else? Rob, the Sports Center. The Eagles won, and the Steelers lost.
I feel like the world is upside down right now.
This is exactly what I'm thinking. Anyway, speaking of the world upside down, how about just slipping, sliding into your world on Wednesday? A snowstorm could bring us 10 inches to a foot of snow.
I'm here for it. And as I'm looking at my backyard and it is snowing right now, I'm okay with a winter snowstorm.
Because we all dream of a white Christmas, correct?
We do indeed.
All right, news and information coming up next.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. It's the most wonderful time of the year, Laura, but it is also, given this year, 2020, the weirdest time of the year. We have so much viral video going on.
I think it's because people are at home and they're working from home. They might have a little bit, dare I say it, too much time on their hands.
Yes. I saw a viral video and I was looking at it early this morning about a guy who's dressing up like the devil and he's behind plexiglass, but his knee is sticking through there. And he's inviting children to sit on his knee since they can't sit on Santa's knee. I'm like, okay, that's wrong. Okay.
No, I don't like that.
Don't do that. I look for the funnier stuff. I look for the gift-giving funny stuff. There's a viral video going around about a guy who invented avocado on a stick, and it is crushed or whatever. How do you do your avocado that makes it gooey? Do you crush it or what do you call that? Blend it? Whatever?
I normally just smash it. Okay. If I'm making guacamole, I use a potato masher and it works, or a fork. It works really well.
Well, he stuffed an empty roll-on deodorant stick case with avocado, and as you turn the knob, you can enjoy delicious
avocado
on toast.
This handy little container features fresh mashed avocado, and you can twist this little knob to reveal
That's
a little
so
bit more avocado.
Stupid.
Then you just grab a piece of toast now, and spread on your avocado.
Now, how do people stay serious during this stuff? Because you know how easily I laugh, Laura.
I was going to say, I couldn't keep a straight face. No way.
It would take 100 takes on the video to do this stuff, but some people are out there really cranking out the viral stuff, and I applaud them during this most wonderful time of the year.
I came across this morning,
okay,
and I have to say, I now have liked and followed the page, and It's the story of Frank, the Christmas gargoyle.
Frank the Christmas gargoyle?
Yes, Frank the Christmas gargoyle didn't start out life as a gargoyle, as a Christmas gargoyle.
Oh.
He started out as just a normal statue sitting on someone's stoop in a townhome complex.
Uh-oh. Right?
And apparently, one of their neighbors said that the gargoyle was not appropriate and not in keeping with the Christmas spirit. So that homeowner was like, well, this gargoyle is really heavy and he's not moving. So they put a Santa hat on him.
Oh, okay, to make him festive. That's
cool. Yeah, to make him festive. Okay. So they were like, okay, I will rectify this situation immediately. So now Frank has a Santa Claus hat and a Santa Claus beard. He looks beautiful.
Thus the name, Frank the Christmas Gargoyle. Okay,
yes.
That's good.
Well, I guess that that neighbor didn't necessarily appreciate Frank.
Okay, Karen.
Yeah. So basically, this has now started a war between the neighbors that has been ongoing since Friday and has become a thing where literally this person has now added Christmas item after Christmas item after Christmas item to their front porch display, totally complying with HOA rules. But then this lady who lives down the street from them continues to leave notes telling that person to go to HE double hockey sticks.
Oh.
Saying that nothing was appropriate, that they were going to be reported to the mayor, and also then kicking over their decorations.
Wait a minute, reported to the mayor?
Yes.
Okay, whatever, Karen.
The most recent note says, and I quote, and now this is after the display has kind of exploded over the past 72 hours.
Okay.
So it has, you know, a wreath and an elf on the shelf and lights and a little COVID-19 stuffed animal,
yeah,
like all this stuff. And then some rat skeletons because it's the plague, right? God and Santa love all creatures great and small. That's why we have veterinarians. You know what they don't love? They don't love mean Karens who throw and kick tiny creatures. Bad Karen.
Bad.
You're a very bad Karen. No treats for you. Now you go back and think about what you did. Approximately 6 feet.
This person is amazing. When is this site going to reveal who Frank the Gargoyle's caretaker is?
Well, it is Vicky Starr,
okay,
and she's the one who started it. And I, you know, I think I want to share this because I am,
yes,
now here for the Frank the Christmas Gargoyle updates. They even have a plague doctor in a face shield holding a picture of Kevin McAllister from Home Alone saying, keep the change, you filthy animal. It's amazing.
Well, this woman is very creative, the creator, if you will, of Frank the Gargoyle. And yeah, share that, and maybe we'll get everybody to like it. And maybe Frank the Gargoyle will like 94KX.
I would love if Frank did that. And I'm Team Frank. I'm Team Gargoyle.
Team Frank. Team Dolly Parton from Saturday Night Live, still to come, and your chance to shop at Jordana Adams in Lewisburg. Ooh. It's all on the way.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Well, nothing's the same anymore, so. It's called the year 2020. And Laura, 22% of us will be having virtual staff holiday parties this year. That's like one in five.
That's a thing.
Oh, boy. Now, what did the survey say? About one in four of us will actually get dressed up for our virtual holiday party.
Why not?
Even if just from the waist up, right?
And yeah.
Don't
you
stand
could be
up.
Like party on top, casual on the bottom.
There it is. And one in four of us will be drinking till we get drunk. Wow.
Okay.
At your virtual Christmas party? Ay. But anyway, I did get this note on my desk this morning, and it told me that I was in charge of the virtual Christmas party here. Like, why did they? Why? Because you're not in the studio with me, Laura? You're much better at this than I am. I mean, why am I in charge? What the heck?
I don't know. How did you become in charge?
I don't know. So I'm trying to get it set up with my personal assistants.
Yo, Siri. Let's get this holiday party started.
Yeah, go ahead.
One possibility is Holiday Inn Express, 3 miles away
wait,
by
wait,
car.
Wait, what?
Do you want to bet one?
No.
I'm not looking for a Holiday Inn. I said let's get this party started.
Yes.
Searching for Boston Party on the iTunes Store.
What? No, that's Eagle 107. No,
I'm not talking about the band Boston or their song Party.
The Boston Tea Party was an American political and mercantile protest by the Sons of Liberty
This isn't working out.
Would you like to hear more?
No, you idiot. We are planning a holiday party on Zoom for The Office.
The Office, an American mockumentary sitcom that depicts the everyday works in the Scranton, Pennsylvania branch of fictional Thunder Mifflin Paper
Company.
But I'm
trying to do a party.
Somebody shoot me.
Do you want to call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline?
Just help.
That's it. I've had it. Plan your own Zoom holiday party. Alexa powering down.
Okay, fine. See, Laura, you're needed around here.
Okay, so you need me to help? That's fine. I'll take care of it.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Here we go. Chad Evans on the way next in the midday, including that great lunch. We always wrap up with a thought for the day. Laura, you got one?
Of course I do. And actually, it's sort of for this snowy Monday morning.
Ooh.
It's a quote about snowfall.
Okay. We're in.
So snow is white, and it blankets everything that it touches and covers.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to thinking, kindness is like snow.
Okay.
It beautifies everything that it touches.
Wow. Now I don't know if we'll be saying the same thing Wednesday when we got 10 inches to a foot of kindness laying on the ground. You see what I mean? However,
I don't know. That sounds like my kind of kindness.
Yeah, mine too. But some people are already getting a little cranky on a Monday. But for now, the little snowflakes that are falling, give that to us again.
Kindness is like snow. It beautifies everything it covers.
Wonderful. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.